We'd now like to invite Brother Lawrence Prasad, an elder in the Castle Downs congregation, who will discuss the next part, Who Will Not Inherit God's Kingdom? Idolaters.
If someone were to put a statue in front of you and tell you to worship it, what would be your response? Well, no doubt quickly and with conviction, we would say no, never. Why? Well, because we know that idolatry is wrong, don't we? However, is worshiping a statue or some sort of image the only form of idolatry that we need to be on guard against? Well, in order to find out, we need to understand what idolatry is. So idolatry is the worship of anything or anyone other than Jehovah. So that means an idol is something that we worship. It's something that we get, that a person forms immoderate attachment to, gives passionate or loving devotion to. In effect, it's something that we allow to become our God. So that means we could idolize other things. For example, we could idolize entertainers and sports heroes. We could see how that could happen, couldn't we? When we start to view them with awe, when we give our hearts over to them, when we start to follow everything that they say, support everything that they do over enthusiastically, in essence, we're putting them up on a pedestal. We're idolizing them. Another thing we could idolize is our fleshly desires. We do this when we become enslaved or addicted to them. What does that mean? Well, it's when we will do whatever it takes to satisfy our fleshly desires, including breaking God's laws. We put our own fleshly desires ahead of Jehovah. We begin to worship them. Another thing we could idolize is ourselves, oneself. In this me-first world, it's common to idolize yourself and one's own will by seeking prominence, by pushing ahead no matter what the cost, and then taking what we have and lording it over others, bragging about it to others. When we do this, we want our will done, not Jehovah's, and that's idolatry. How does Jehovah view these types of idolatry? Well, turn your Bibles with me to 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. It's that same scripture we were reading, 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. There it says, "Or do you not know that unrighteous people will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be misled. Those who are sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, men who submit to homosexual acts, men who practice homosexuality." Did you note there that idolatry is listed among the disgusting acts of sexual immorality, adultery, homosexuality? So how does Jehovah view idolatry? Well, it's just as serious as these other sins. It is detestable in the eyes of Jehovah. And according to this scripture, those who practice it will not inherit God's kingdom. So then how can we counteract or defend against idolatry? Well, we're going to discuss three ways in which we can do this. Number one, think deeply. Meditate on why Jehovah alone deserves our exclusive devotion. Think about it. Any happiness, skill, or talent that we enjoy, it comes from Him. He alone deserves that praise. We need to remember that we cannot seek God's kingdom and practice idolatry. Number two, we can think about how degrading and shameful idolatry is in the eyes of Jehovah. He views it as detestable, and so should we. The third important factor we want to remember is that we is brought out in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 20. Now here Paul is talking about sacrificing to idols. And there it says in part, that what the nations sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. Yes, if we practice idolatry, we not only deny that Jehovah is the true God, but we are also serving the interests of Satan and his demons. We would never want to do that. We're going to talk to one brother who was once ensnared in the trap of idolatry, Brother Norm Kaczemski from the Rosin congregation. So Brother Kaczemski, tell us a little bit about your past.
Well, high school was a haven for drugs. And most of my friends at that time, they either did drugs or sold drugs. So many times I was given drugs for free. Also, my father was a little abusive.
Wow, sounds like a difficult life.
Yeah, it was. Drugs were really a way out. I had money to buy them, so I would think, if it makes you feel so good, why stop? So it became a normal way of my life.
So if it was a normal part of your life, what caused you to change?
Well, I was in contact with the witnesses a little, and I remember one day an elder was going by the front of our street while I was sitting on the front steps with his three children on bikes. And that never happened in our family. And I saw the love that he had for his family. So he stopped, we talked a little, and sometime later he started a Bible study with me.
Okay, so you're studying the Bible. What effect did that have on you?
Well, at the beginning, I knew absolutely nothing about the Bible. In fact, I couldn't even pronounce Job's name right. But this brother helped me to see that there was a happy future for families. And so this helped me to appreciate that there was a wonderful paradise, earth, in the future, and he helped me to see that.
Good. So you're starting to make progress now. When you think back, what was the key to breaking free?
Well, of course, my Bible study was instrumental, and my growing relationship and love for Jehovah also played an integral part. And I could see that I could not do drugs and serve Jehovah too, so it was either one or the other, so I had a choice to make. So I could not serve two masters, so I chose to serve Jehovah.
Thank you, Brother Kaczemski, for sharing that experience with us. Friends, we too have a choice to make. We need to choose to serve Jehovah and flee from every form of idolatry.